This year, NBC premiered its hit drama series, Heroes, about a group of teenagers who discover they have superpowers. And now Crash Test Radio brings you its very own weekly drama series, Homos, the story of a group of teenagers who have extraordinary gay superpowers. Hello, all you iDobie listeners. I'm your host, Ryan Buttcrest. We begin our story with a young Bobby Felch, who's about to begin his first day at a new school. Little does Bobby know, today will be a day that will change his life forever.
Oh, fucking alarm clocks. Oh, it's too early. I need my beauty sleep.
Oh well, no use complaining. Time to start a new day at a new school with a new bunch of kids who will just kick my ass and call me a faggot all day.
Bobby, it's your mother. Come down, I made breakfast. I got eggs and those giant jumbo sausages you like.
Mom, I'm too nervous to eat today, but those sausages do sound good. Just throw me a couple of those and I'll throw them down my throat on the school bus.
That's mommy's little fairy.
We now fast forward our story to Bobby's first class of the day, where we find him in a predicament I'm sure we've all been in.
Okay, class, now, the birth of slavery after we brought the African Americans over from Africa sparked a whole bunch of things now in our current history. I mean, we have hip-hop, we have...
Oh, Jesus, this class is so boring. And I can already tell everyone already knows I'm gay.
Watermelon slices.
What's going on in my pants?
Orange and grape
drink. Oh, no, not now. Oh, God, it has to happen right now. Oh, I'm getting the biggest boner.
And it also gave us great sitcom characters like that fat African-American who wore the red beret. What was his name?
Rerun?
Yes, Jimmy. Very good. Rerun. So
what's happening? Stop. Oh, Jesus. I've never had a problem like this. Oh, my God. It's going all the way down my shoe. Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. I just hope I don't have to stand up in the middle of class. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to wrap it around my leg 20 times? I mean... What is going on here? This isn't normal.
Bobby, are you paying attention to me?
Yes, teacher. I'm sorry. I just got way into your teaching. I'm very passionate about the African Americans, and I love the Steve Harvey show and menthol cigarettes.
Oh, well, good. Now, where was I? The death of Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur made a huge...
Phew, that was a close one. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Teacher, my penis just grew an extra 2 feet. This is incredible. I mean, it's so rubbery and flexible. This must be some kind of super gay power.
Alas, Bobby did discover his gay superpower. It was that his penis could stretch and bend in ways no man's ever could. Bobby was virtually a super gay Stretch Armstrong. It would be later that day in lunch where Bobby would find his first friend at his new school.
Hey there, princess. You want to come sit here over next to me?
Excuse me?
Chill, baby. I'm just like you. I could tell you gay from a mile away.
Really?
Sure. Now you sit your tight ass right next to me and tell me a little bit about yourself, sugar farts.
Well, my name's Bobby Felch. I'm gay, as you can already tell, and I'm new to the school, and I don't have any friends.
Well, Mr. Felch, they call me Honey Hole, because my hole tastes like...
Well, you get the picture.
And don't you worry, because I'm like the head of the gay community in this high school, and I am well respected.
Hey, faggot, you want a bite of my hot dog?
Oh, Bobby, don't you mind him. That's Billy Pierce. He's the captain of the football team and all that shit, and the reason he's so homophobic, some say, is because he's actually gay himself.
Oh, Billy, no thanks. I'm kind of full right now, but if you want, I'll meet you in the locker room after school and decorate your face like a birthday cake. I know you love that, sugar.
Shut up, queer.
Wow, so you're actually gay and black. That must be rough.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that, sister. But, you know, it ain't all that bad. Can you keep a secret there, Mr. Bobby Felch?
Sure, I guess.
Well, the other day, when I was in the teacher's lounge with the shop teacher there, Mr. Jensen, I was doing reverse cowgirl when all of a sudden I became so worked up. And I said to myself, oh, good Lord, what is going on here? And all of a sudden, my whole body just lit on fire, and I was flying around the room. And Mr. Jensen, he just don't know what to do, and he's not going to tell anyone because he don't want to get in no trouble. But you know, I was like, this is just the strangest thing. I mean, what could this be? And you know me, I am such a queen that I automatically wanted to give myself a title, you know, like Prince. So what do you think about this? The Human Flamer.
My God. This high school's gayer than Lance Bass tonguing Justin Timberlake's balls. I guess Bobby Felch isn't the only one with gay superpowers. Next week on Homos. Will our homos be able to foil Billy Pearson's plot to rid the world of the gay population?
I'll teach those fags. First, the government creates AIDS and that didn't work. But now I, Dr. Hetero, have finally found the answer!
Quick, Human Flamer, the only way we can foil Dr. Hetero's plan is to find the condom of destiny.
A condom? What the hell are you talking about? What's that?
Yo! What's up, guys? It's Monday night. It's Crash Test Radio time. Jared and Tom are back.
We're home, it's true. Tom's back from serious world travels, and his microphone's on backwards.
Really? He just didn't want to stay in Jersey.
Hello? Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. Bobby from Three of Us here, and Cliffy Doodles.
You. Cliffy Doodles, new full-time on the show.
Yeah.
Welcome, Cliffy Doodles.
Thank you.
Cliffy Doodles is a close friend. Some say that we're gay for each other. We've heard that many times.
That is the story, yeah.
So what was that we just listened to there, Rock?
That was exactly. Adobe Radios. Tom from Adobe Radio actually came to me and said, listen, I need you to make a bit about gay superheroes. I was like, really? You really want that on your radio station? Like, I would think you'd probably want to stay away from something like that.
He really did that?
No.
I actually believed you for some reason.
Really?
And then the Bobby in it was loosely based off Bobby from Three,
Bobby
correct?
Bobby from Three, of course.
Okay.
I think Rocco just wanted to make a
good one.
Eat a big cock, right? Oh, welcome.
Man. So yeah, so we're all back here now.
Yes, you
we're
are.
Here, and the show's.
Good job, Bobby. Yeah, you guys just got back from Australia.
Australia.
Houston calls, and
we
how
did.
Was it?
Australia was fun, and then Tom just got back. We got back on Monday at like 1 a.m. and decided to go out to the diner. Like that was a good idea.
Yeah.
And so I think we woke up like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, and Tom then flew to London. Little jet setter he is.
Was that an impulsive thing? You were at a diner?
Jet setter.
That's not the word.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back.
And Tom just got back from London like an hour ago.
No, I wasn't even in London though.
Ipswich.
Yeah.
Tom was in Ipswich.
2 hours outside of London.
Isn't that where Harry Potter lives?
Hopefully not.
Ipswich? It is, right?
It is.
I can't believe I know that.
That sucks.
So how did everything go in Australia? I know that because of you, I know that today in Australia is actually Tuesday, which I don't understand at all.
Because of Jarrett.
Because of me. I changed the time.
No, because I was watching American Idol at 8
noon.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's about noon over there right now, along those lines.
How do we do business with like Australia if the time changes like that?
You have to. Well,
crazy.
Whoa. Hey, now.
What happened?
I don't know. I think we're okay. Everything's safe.
Okay.
I hope so. I guess you just have to wake up and work on either their time. Yeah. You have to work on their time or on our time.
Oh, really?
Pretty much for over there. So no, but it was a really cool trip. We got to
12:09 p.m. over there.
12:09 p.m.?
Yeah.
So 12:09 in the afternoon
Thanks,
on Wednesday.
Cool. Cool.
Or no, on Tuesday.
Cool.
Yeah, it's Monday now.
So who'd you guys play with?
We did some club shows with MXPX, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Bringing it back to 94.
It fucking ruled, dude. It was so badass. Awesome. I got wasted every night and just watched them.
That's cool.
Watched the whole set every single night. Like, it never got old.
Yeah.
Then we did some festival dates that Unwritten Law was on, who's huge in Australia. They're like fucking giant rocks. They like can't walk around like in the crowd at
they
all.
They tried to get they played them for a while around here for very short time.
Yeah,
like
no,
I heard
one
or two songs.
They did great in the States like years and years ago, but over there they're like ridiculously huge. We always had to sign after them and our signs would last like 15-20 minutes. Theirs would be like an hour and there's still like a million kids online. So we're always like, no, like you can let them keep going.
Really?
And the people were just like, who were doing the signings, like in charge of it, they're like, no, please, like get them off this table. Like it just keep, it was like a never ending cycle.
That's fun.
And it was a lot of fun. It was a good trip. It was weird.
That's
like,
awesome.
Our flight was, had like 7 different bands on it. Like Plus 44 was on our flight, Hit the Lights.
What flight?
Our flight from
LA
to
Australia. Oh, cool. So you
It was like Punk Rock Airlines. Like everywhere you looked, was mohawks or tattoos and like all sorts of crazy shit.
Really?
It was so fucking funny. And then our hotel was like that too. Like we all the bands stayed in the same hotel for the most part.
Yeah.
So I was talking about it with our tech Groff, how funny it is for the people who like saved up money for years and years and always wanted to take that great trip to Australia.
Yeah, no,
and
they're on a plane with fucking...
Yeah, they're on the plane with us and then they get to a hotel and there's like fucking 15 bands staying in the hotel taking it over.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, for them. Yeah,
for them it sucks. For us it was great. Anywhere you walk, like... Yeah, like I go down to like get a cup of coffee. Juliette Lewis is like standing right there hanging out. You're just like, whoa, this is weird.
Really?
Yeah, because she's...
Oh, I'm cracked!
Juliette the Lick. She's fucking crazy. It was awesome.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wait.
I'll put the picture on my MySpace of me and her.
Wait, that's the chick from Seinfeld, right?
No, that's
oh, wait.
Wait, what am I fucking...
No, it's
the
chick
from
Christmas Vacation. It's Audrey.
Natural Born Killers.
Oh, Juliette Lewis. I was thinking of Julia Lewis. Louis
no,
Dreyfus.
This is like the chick in Old School who has like the prostitutes over.
Yeah.
Her, she's in a band, and she, you know, they were...
She's in a band?
Yeah.
Oh, they must suck.
Juliette and the Licks.
She's
crazy.
They suck, right?
She, like, makes out with her guitar player on stage. It's insane.
And it's a chick?
Huh? No, it's a dude.
She wears
it's a dude?
Indian headdress.
Yeah,
she
walks out in an Indian headdress to go on the stage.
What the fuck do I want
to
see that for?
It's awesome.
Why do I want to see her make out with a fucking dude?
I've met one Audrey, and now I've made it a point to meet every Audrey from any vacation movie until
then. Oh, yeah.
And I think the one from European is going to be the most difficult, I've decided.
Really?
I don't think anyone knows who the fuck that is.
Which one was the Vegas one, the
kind
of Italian looking
chick? I think
we
could find her. She's been in a lot of stuff.
She almost like, yeah. She totally didn't look like... She almost looked Italian, a Puerto Rican, right?
She wasn't. Yeah, she couldn't have been related to Chevy Chase.
The Russ was always kind of close. It was always like, I could kind of see that. Well, what
I
was
think
the kid
one from Vegas Vacation? Is on 24 now.
Is he really?
It's possible.
Not the other girl, the daughter.
Oh, the daughter is?
Yeah,
we can find her. I think European's definitely going to be the most difficult. So also, if you guys want to get involved with the show, the AIM name that Tom is manning tonight is Crash Test Losers. Again, Crash Test Losers on AIM. Message us.
Oh, yeah, and check this shit out. Yeah. Literally 30 seconds before we went on, Uncle Will, who's not here with us tonight, he put up our website. He created
we
it.
Have a website?
He put it up. It's called crashtestradioshow.com. I haven't seen it yet, but...
he bought the site and everything,
he did it.
Huh?
He did it. He did it all himself. I'm so proud of
That's
him.
That's dedication. I'd go, but fuck the whole show up.
He's
so
my man. There's our song, and there's a mic, and there's some
maybe
words.
Maybe you should get off the website.
Crash Test Radio. I want to see what he did here. Looks good. I guess you click the microphone, then it moves away. And then it says, check out the new site while we get things up and running. Don't forget to hit us up on MySpace.
Look
so
at
it
that.
Seems like Billy.
Thank you, Uncle
awesome.
Will.
Good job, Uncle Will. I'm very proud of Uncle Will. That makes me happy inside.
I'm impressed.
He's awesome. So who else did you meet out in Australia? Because you said that we are going to have a guest, right?
We are. I did.
I only want A-list fucking guests on
A-list
this show.
Guests.
So we've had Vinny from Less Than Jake.
Yes.
Steve Irwin, the Dead Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, which no. By the way, yeah, I took some shit for that when we got to Australia.
Did you really?
We have a good friend. I don't know if he's listening right now. I told him I was going to apologize to him on the air. We have an awesome friend named Brad from Australia who takes us to like all different zoos and shit when we're there. He's like the nicest kid in the world.
And his hero is the croc hunter.
It wasn't his hero, was it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, but he told Tom that he stopped listening to Crash Test Radio because after we did that bit. Because the thing is, like, you know, I mean...
And I told him to knob off.
It's weird to like put it in different terms like for us, because to us it's like Steve Irwin, everyone jokes around about kind of thing.
Yeah.
Over here, so it's like over there probably I was gonna say like Anna Nicole they joke about, but we joke about that too, so that's fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's true.
So like I'm trying to think of a good example, but I can't really. But I realized that we really like crossed the line for over there. Like it was really fucked up. So Brad is getting my personal apology, even though I blamed everything on Rocco when I saw him. about the Steve Irwin thing. He said he'll keep listening if I apologize on air. So that's my apology to my good friend Brad in Australia.
Oh, all right. Well.
So, yeah, that didn't go well. But anyway.
Fucking
yeah,
whatever.
No, when we were. when we were in Australia, I met Mark Hoppus, and I did an interview with him for his podcast.
Yeah,
and
Blake 182 and Plus 44.
You just say it nonchalantly. Oh, yeah, I was.
I feel like.
Mark Hoppus. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, so I was walking through customs.
Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, no, tell that story. I thought that was kind of interesting.
No, it was funny. We because we knew we've been talking about him about possibly producing a couple songs on the next record, so we knew he knew who the band was. And I was in LA switching our tickets over because for some reason they give you the wrong tickets when you check in Newark, and you have to do it every trip. You have to switch them over when you get to LA every single time. It's the dumbest thing in the entire world. They give you your boarding pass, but it's wrong. So I'm there and I'm standing there with Jose, and I look back and Mark Hoppus is standing like right there.
Really?
And I'm like, yo, Jose, behind us, Mark Hoppus. Just say it, like, really nonchalantly. And he looks back, and he's just like, looks at me. And Jose,
Jose's mad loud. Yo, man. Yo, brother.
Can't handle himself with it. So I was tempted to say something, but I'm like, nah, dude, he's fucking, like, traveling. He's probably like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's exhausted.
Fuck you guys. Leave me alone.
He's exhausted. I've made it from my house to Los Angeles airport. And,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's the start of his trip, but whatever. So I didn't say anything. And then we're at customs, after 14 hours of flying. So I decided, hey, that's even a better time to say something.
Oh, yeah. So all fucking jet lag.
Yeah,
and fucking
exactly.
Miserable,
smelling everything.
Hey, I'm Jarrett. Right,
there's been a screaming child behind us. I don't give a fuck who you are. But
Mr. Hoppus, I'm Jarrett. Can you take your time out from trying to go to sleep and chill out and get everything done so you don't have any more headaches?
Yeah, he's going to sleep in Lion Customs. Thanks for following the story.
Well, he wants to get his shit done so he can fucking go home and go to bed.
Yes, he's going home. So anyway,
to a hotel. All right. Fucking all right. Point out everything.
So anyway, when you get into Australia, they have this big thing about quarantine for food. You can't bring different kinds of food into their country. They're not concerned. There's no signs that they're like, if you dare try and bring drugs or anything like that, you're fucked. It's like, don't you dare try and bring birdseed or peanut butter or fruit or nuts or anything like that. So Oki was throwing away some yogurt-covered raisins.
Yeah.
And he was asking everyone around if they wanted them. And Hoppus was like seven or eight people behind us.
Yeah.
And Oki's asking everyone, but he didn't ask him. But Hoppus was finding it funny because Jose's like, yo, is a raisin a fruit? And like some stupid thing. So we're all laughing our asses off at Jose. And Hoppus is laughing. And I'm like, you know, like how lines zigzag basically? Like it makes a Z or a really big S.
You always pass the same person
exactly.
over and over again.
So I'm getting up to it. And I'm like, fuck, I got it. Now's my chance. I got to say something. So I introduced myself. He's like, oh, cool. And this or that.
Yeah.
And he was really friendly and didn't say anything about the raisins. But then he went and talked to our manager about the fact that we didn't give him any yogurt covered raisins as a joke.
Bastards.
So we were watching them on, fast forward a little bit. We're watching Plus 44 on stage the first night of the festival, the very next day. And Mark comes over to Oki during the set and says, I'm going to kill you, you motherfucker.
Wow.
And throws his pick at him.
That's pretty cool.
So, you're such an asshole. Next day I found out about the yogurt covered raisin deal. So I went up to him, trying to make a joke about it. I'm like, listen, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Next time, I'd prefer if you come directly to me. Don't go running to my crying to my manager.
Yeah.
This or that kind of thing. And just from there, it built a cool relationship. So I did an interview with him for his podcast, which is Podcast 31. If you go to HiMyNameIsMark.com and listen.
I heard
and we tried to settle the whole yogurt-covered raisins thing, and I threw a shot out pretty early.
Yeah, I heard that.
Where he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, eating some yogurt-covered raisins.
Yeah.
But to finish it off, the last...
A little inside jokeage there.
Right?
I understood it because you told me the story, and I heard the podcast. I'm like, wow, I'm the only one besides these two and the rest of the people in Houston Calls who get this.
And then so the last night, we gave him a bowl with a bag of raisins and a container of yogurt and said, make your own fucking yogurt covered raisins.
That's fun.
But I told him that after I did the interview with him, I'm like, well, you're going to have to do our radio show. And he said, certainly. So
cool. So
he'll be back in the States. And
is it Hoppus? Hopus?
Hoppus.
Hoppus?
Idiot.
Hoppus.
Yes.
I don't know.
You asked that off the air then.
Oh, well, it's Hoppus. That's not offending the guy. I just people pronounce things different ways.
Okay, Ruka.
You say tomato, I say vagina. Whatever.
Continue.
So...
So that was the story. So
that's cool. So
yeah, It was
Australia
fun.
Was good. It was your, what, Australia your second time there, right?
It was our second trip there, which made it for to be that much cooler.
Tom, it was good?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Right. Yeah, your mic's there.
I'm sorry. I'm
Tom's picking up chicks on the
I can't do two things at once. I can't multitask. All
right, guys, we're going to play a song. This is the Lawrence Arms with your gravest your gravest words. I thought you'd like this, Tommy. On IW Radio, this is Crash Test Radio. We'll be right back.
Uncle Will has trouble delivering Chinese food.
Hello, fondue, I'll say what your order.
What?
Fondue, I'll say what your order. Chinese food.
You get the wrong number, brother.
No, I don't think wrong number. Is this?
I didn't order anything.
I got 4 combo plate, 57.96. And if you don't come outside, I gonna have to do so. I have to call the police. I have a katana. Okay, you need to come outside. Have your order waiting.
I didn't order shit.
I will put a katana in your ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm gonna put my foot in your ass if you keep backing off like that.
Okay, you come outside. We see who's tough. You come outside. We find out.
Bitch, you realize who the fuck you're talking to.
You buy, you pay, you eat.
Who am I talking to?
I don't think you do. I don't think you do, pal. Fuck off.
You buy, you pay, you eat.
You buy, you pay, you eat. I'm gonna have to kill you.
You are now listening to Crash Test Radio, the most retarded radio on radio.
What's up, guys?
We're back with Crash Test Radio.
We're back, Crash Test Radio. What's up, guys? It's Adobe Radio. We're going to take a break from the music right now.
Who?
All right. So, wait, a couple of things I have to say. That Homos thing and Billy's prank phone calls you can hear on our MySpace. MySpace.com/Crash Test Radio. I put them up.
You can actually hear those on Howard Stern, too. They're stolen directly from it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dickhead.
And, yeah.
Oh, I got him.
I was trying to get Rocco on the dead air.
You get me? You fuck?
He got you. He totally got you. So what do you have for us today, Rocco? You said you had a planned out show.
Yeah. We're going to play a game, I guess, after the next song.
Okay.
It's called, maybe we should play now. Have you heard of that game, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
No.
All right,
but I'm amazed in what you're... Well, can I see horrible. Your order of your list for today? Because I'm confused about something. Let's see. Weekends. Okay, yeah. Because I had so many things to talk about for it, and you totally just ignored it, went right to Australia.
Yeah.
I was going to give my... I went to a Thrieve show this weekend.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about our weekends then. You went to a Thrieve show. I'm more interested in this.
I went to see a Thrieve show.
Bobby from Thrieve.
God help me.
Wait, do you want the mic up to defend yourself?
I had no idea.
No. Yeah,
I'll dip down.
You would never know by hanging out with Bobby that he was ever in a band.
I had no idea.
He never talks about it.
I just found out now.
Right, Bobby,
that's fucked up.
Exactly,
Bobby. I put a link to your band though on our MySpace. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
There's
serious?
A part where it says everyone on the show, and it says Bobby from Thrieve. And if you click on Bobby, it goes to your MySpace. If you click on Thrieve, it goes to Thrieve's MySpace.
That's fucking sick. Thank
you. Really?
Yeah.
You're not an asshole anymore.
So you think all I right. fucking...
Now I'm going to be the asshole.
Fucking
douche. I'm going to do something like this.
And ass munch.
All right. So how'd it go?
Well, so I went to the Thrieve show.
Uh-huh.
And Bobby helped get me in, made sure I got in okay and everything, and he was there and we were hanging out.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, by the way, I'm sorry you got hit up by that promoter at the end.
No, he was a very nice kid. I liked him. I had no problem talking to him.
But I just had to apologize because I didn't know if you were bothered or not.
Why would I be bothered?
I'm just a human.
I'm okay. I can handle it.
Okay.
He's a nice kid.
He's got money.
No, but the quick Thrieve show review, Bobby, you know, they went up and played that first song, which was the song I liked a lot, actually, the song that you brought here last time. And it's funny because I always forget, like, when I see you live, how much I love your voice live because I hate talking to you.
You fucking douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Now, you fucking asshole.
That's it came out too good. I really do like your voice, and I like that first song that you played a lot. And then they broke into some different cover songs throughout the night.
Like our intro?
First, they hit up some Stop the World and Melt With You.
Uh-huh.
You know, which which I can't say that no one's ever done before, unfortunately.
did you even like notice what we opened up with?
What'd you open with?
It was like, it was the beginning of
Exit Emergency.
Up and
of,
Go.
Of the Starring Line song, yeah. And then you broke into another Starring Line song, and then to really gay it out and finish the night off, you broke into a Fallout Boy song.
No, that's all my brother, and I hope he's listening because I always tell him not to fucking do that because it was so stupid. And after you left, there was this the band Pride played,
uh-huh.
And they covered the whole fucking song, which is
really
yeah. Which,
either way, it's awkward. It's definitely awkward.
It was.
Way. Wow. But so now I was doing good until you know I dealt with the I'll Stop the World and Melt With You, the starting line thing in the middle of the set, I was kind of like, okay. I mean, I feel a little. And then the Fallout Boy thing, I was like, oh, I gotta go home and shower or something. Really awkward.
Was that because you ate Chipotle over the weekend? You fucking cocksucker.
That was spot on. But no, I mean, overall it was good. I do have one question I have to ask.
Okay.
So before Thrieve's on stage, they're set up and ready to go and ready to play.
Uh-huh. Everyone's going crazy.
At Elmwood Park. And you guys had a discussion. You guys talked for like 3 minutes before, you were either writing a set list right before you went on, or you were discussing. You were writing a set list.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, they
were figuring out what we're.
But then they
were
you could tell they were disagreeing about some of the things. It was like no. It's all right on the stage.
See, people don't come to see us play music. They come to see us argue.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It was very entertaining. Everything that you guys did. It was good. There were a couple songs that I really liked. The first song was my favorite, as I said. So it could end it there.
What's your band's website?
We don't have a website. Well, we do, but it's just a picture of us.
Okay.
And it says coming soon above it.
Mm. Even Crash's Radio's new website has more than that.
But just go to our MySpace. It's myspace.com/Thrieve.
/ opposed to the / which is used in websites all the time. So
what
a good
the
thing
fuck
to say.
Is the difference?
Isn't it a /?
It is a forward slash,
you asshole.
Okay.
You told which kind of slash it was, and you weren't even right, and it's always the same. The
sad part is I was looking at Tom's keyboard, too. No, I wasn't looking at his nuts.
No, and then the only other thing that Thrieve did that was just very frustrating for me was every song had a fake ending, and I'm a premature clapper. So
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, well, hey, that too, but yeah. There's I'm a premature clapper, and the show wasn't crazy. There weren't a million kids. So you feel kind of like everyone's still looking at each other that's going on, and I premature clap like
you
every
shot your,
song.
You shot your watch.
And then they
early.
Fucking broke back into the ending of the song, so I felt like an asshole after, I say, how many songs did you play? Six or seven?
Probably around
six. I think.
Why don't you just end the fucking song?
Why don't you just suck a fucking cock?
It was like five fake endings then at least, and I clapped early on every single one. But hey, I cared.
Thank you.
But I went to see, that's my review of the Thrieve show the other night.
Oh, very cool. Sweet. Very cool.
I wish we. Do you have that song still? We should play that song again if you have it.
The Thrieve song?
Yeah.
No.
You're a real fucking douchebag. It wouldn't surprise me if you didn't fucking play the song, just like you didn't call me or message me about the past 2 weeks about the show.
I don't have your fucking number, and I
explained
why.
No, but you had my MySpace
when
I fucking MySpace messaged you, didn't you?
Oh, great. Another fight
dude,
show?
You didn't
I'm
want
sorry.
Me to fucking come,
going
right?
Back to
no, let me shave my head bald, and then we'll consider another fight, okay?
Excuse me.
Hey, yeah, you know what's weird? Hello Goodbye is on the radio on American Airlines.
Are they?
Yeah, that's just a random.
Okay.
You know, so you guys shut up. But
what does that mean? What's American Airlines?
Like when you, what's American
it's
Airlines?
Like this,
it's like air. What would you call it? Like an
I
airline?
Think they have giant airplanes and they fly.
No,
people
but what
places?
Does that mean? They're on the radio at American.
Because
you know when you get the radio stations on the airlines,
1 through 12.
Oh, really?
They're
how do you
on
know that.
They're like right below Rod Stewart.
But how do you know that?
Because we've been flying
that?
For
I
the past.
I flew on it today.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like right now.
No. They're on. American. They're on. They're set on the channel.
Oh, okay. Right
like
after
the
Thrieve
box.
Did you take just American from Boston to New Jersey, or did you take it from Heathrow? American from Heathrow. Was it as shitty as the flight, the airplane that we took from L.A. to Jersey?
It was the worst flight I've ever been on. I was on a
Cliff,
flight with like
shut
30,
up.
30 like 19-year-old girls sitting around me who were just ugly.
Yeah, it sounds like the worst. Oh, okay.
No. It was like they went to some skating competition or something, like ice skating or something like that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they were all really loud, and I was sitting next to this really fat lady who was like, she sat down, I was in the aisle, and she was right next to me.
You were sitting in the actual aisle because she was next
yeah,
to you, correct?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But she was like, oh, you might not want to sit there. I'm like, why? She's like, well, I have usually have to use the bathroom a lot. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Are you talking about
like what?
Fat people?
She got up 5 times in 3 hours.
Wow. Really?
I had to get up 5 times, even when the seatbelt light was on.
She got
the
up when the seatbelt light.
Yelled at me.
I got
I'm like,
yelled.
I can't sit down. This fat ass is fucking waiting here.
American Airlines always yells at us.
And a woman hit her ass into my face, like a smack across the face with her ass.
On her way to the toilet?
Yeah.
On mine and Tom's flight back from L.A. this last trip, there was this like white trash couple sitting in front of us and across.
Yeah.
So they were right in front of some of the other guys in the band, and they were wasted. And they were coming back. They connected in they connected in L.A. from Vegas for some reason. They're wasted. And they're just like, giddy up. We're bringing giddy up back. It's going to take a year, but giddy up is going to be the new saying. You guys bring that back with you. Giddy up. And we're just like, the fuck are you talking about? Some fat lady's walking down the aisle, and they're wasted, and they go, giddy up. I felt so uncomfortable. They were the worst people in the entire world. That's so funny. Y'all in the band or something?
That reminds me of Jeff Foxworthy.
Were you playing some gigs?
That's like Jeff Foxworthy, who hosts. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He is the host of the show.
Segway.
Exactly. So who Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is a show. It's a game show where adults, they ask adults questions from first grade to fifth grade. Like basically really like dumb questions that, you know, Howard Stern was doing about 10 years ago when he used to bring strippers in and then bring a five-year-old in and test who was smarter.
Gotcha.
So that's the show.
Okay.
But it's it's just really awkward. Okay. Because, like, you feel like you're watching Saturday Night Live hosted by Jeff Foxworthy. Because Jeff Foxworthy is the host of the
Does that upset
game
you, Laura,
show.
that your boyfriend thinks Jeff Foxworthy's sexy? Yeah.
Yes.
Giddy up, bringing it back.
So that's basically the whole premise of the show is they ask them fifth grade questions and the kids actually try to help them out. But
how's that going to pertain to us right now?
Because we're going to play a game. Cliff, it's well known that you are a huge fan of the happy smoke, the ganja.
You can say that.
Pot. Yeah.
The Mexican grass.
Marijuana.
The Mexican lettuce.
Marijuana.
Yeah, so we're going to play a game. Are you
By the way, this show is being broadcast out of New York City. We're at 170 18th Street.
Cliff, I hear you're a huge fan of the heavy.
Yeah, you could say that.
Cliff hasn't said a fucking word. By the way, the game show music's starting.
This is our game show music. It's Are You Smarter Than a Pilot? So we need someone to call. We actually have a prize.
Oh, we do have a prize. I have it right here in front of me.
We have a prize.
Let's not say what it is till the end, but it's pretty badass.
It's a collector's item.
It is a collector's
piece.
Let's
remember, Jarrett and Tom are in a band. This is a collector's item. I'm not telling you it's from that, but it's something.
It has to do with that. If I wasn't in the band, I wouldn't have this collector's piece.
It's very true. So give us a call, 973-229-6647. If you want to play Are You Smarter Than a Pothead, we're going to ask some questions, basically like first grade through fifth grade level questions.
And we're going to see if you can be smarter than
We're going to see if you
Cliff.
Can be smarter than Cliff, who
and then we're never
gonna
let
every day.
And then we're never going to let Cliff smoke pot we before a show again because he hasn't said a word.
Every freaking day.
Is this the call?
No. Well, no? We got to wait. There's a little bit of a delay, you know.
Oh.
But just, I don't know. It's just really
Give the
funny.
Number one more time.
973-229-6647.
Cool.
And that's not any of our cell phones.
And after that, can we play What's the Dumbest Thing You've Done the Past Week? Because I dropped my cell phone in the toilet this weekend.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Okay, because I want to see if anyone can beat that for this weekend.
So, but I mean, I don't know. It's just really awkward to see Jeff Fox. Because all Jeff Foxy, Foxworthy.
He can't
I can't
do
fucking
it.
Say that
he
word.
He can't
Jeff
do
Foxy.
It. Jeff Foxy.
Jeff Foxworthy, all he's known for are those.
All right, who's playing? Let's go.
Call.
I think it's my mother.
Woo. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. You want to play the game?
Sure, okay.
What's your name?
Christina.
Okay, here's how the game's going to work.
Wait, no, it's not Christina.
You said her name.
Wait, what? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you know who this is or something?
No, I didn't hear Christina. I heard Adina.
I heard Adina.
I heard Adina as well.
Yes, Adina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who cares?
Then I do know who it is.
All right, so we're going to ask you a question. Cliff's going to hear the same question. Cliff is going to write down his answer. Then I'm going to ask you for your answer, okay? This way, there's no cheating involved.
Tell her to turn down the radio, please.
Yeah, turn down your radio. All right, Adina, here's your question. Spell environment.
Environment?
Now, don't spell it. She can't spell
you
it yet.
Can't
Cliff's
spell
gotta
spell
it, yet. It first.
Spell environment.
But not yet. She can't hear me, so you have to reiterate this. Our phone system's not good enough.
Adina, are you ready?
I can hear through the phone. Don't spell it yet. I gotcha.
Okay, are you ready to spell environment?
Give me All that. Right. Turn that paper over. Move your Sharpie. I don't trust you for shit.
Oh. Adina, before I ask for your answer, I'm going to go to our resident pothead, Cliff, and ask him, Cliff, how do you spell?
Cliff's not sure.
I'm fine, not sure. I'm really not 100% sure on this.
Let's say it.
Okay.
There you go.
Cliff spelled it.
That is wrong. Yes. That is wrong.
Spell it. People, we're not on a TV show
Cliff
or radio.
Cliff spell environment.
E-N-V-I-E-R. I-E-R-M-E-N-T.
All right, that is wrong. Adina, are you still with us?
Yeah.
She Googled it just to be sure, I think. But go for it.
All right, Cliff spelled environment wrong. Can you spell environment?
Yeah,
Oh, it's coming,
ready, okay,
coming to
ready?
Me now.
All right, we're ready.
E-N-V-I-R-O-N-M-E-N-T.
Yeah, that's right.
But you have to say environment after. It's this fucking spelling bee.
Environment.
Thank you.
Environment.
Can I have the origin, please?
All right, very good. Adina, you have
use
1 point.
In a sentence.
Resident Pothead Cliff, he has no
I'm starting
words.
To think Adina may have gone to college.
Did you go to college? How old are you?
I'm in grad school.
Oh, that's...
Adina, you're supposed to come drink with me.
Oh, so you're a genius.
Not really. I just work
hard. Well, you're pretty smart so far. Do you smoke pot at all?
No, never.
Okay, good. Well, don't because
liar.
If you don't, if you do, you won't be able to spell easy words like environment. So, okay.
Liar!
Here's your next question, Adina. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who was the 16th president of the United States? Cliff, write down your
Jesus
answer.
Jesus Christ.
Adina, hold
Jesus
with
Christ was
answer.
Not the 16th president of the United States.
Wait, the 16th?
The 16th.
Not like I would know the 15th or 14th or anything like
this
that.
This is kind of... I'll let you know.
I think...
He's definitely a well-known president.
Now, don't give him shit.
No, I'm
who is the 16th president of the United States?
Wow. I'm writing it down, right?
Yeah. Yes. Just don't write Reagan. And listeners, you can stop calling. Adina's already taken the line.
Yeah,
we're sorry.
Stop.
But we're going to let you call up afterwards and tell us what you've done really dumb over the past. Cliff, just guess right,
Cliff,
at least.
Cliff, you're All right, Cliff is writing down his answer. Adina, do you have your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Cliff, nice. What was your answer? Who was the
16th president?
Dude,
the first president that came to my head was Truman. So
Truman.
Wow.
All right,
you were way off.
Cliff said Truman. Tell him what the right answer is.
Who is Abraham Lincoln?
All right.
Oh, wow. I should know that.
Very nice.
I believe Truman was the 33rd president.
Oh, sweet.
16
thank
times
you.
2
from 1945 to 1953.
I just went in one ear and out the other.
I really...
Even with the headphones?
Absolutely.
It's okay.
All right, Adina. Well, you
even
are...
Even though it's in stereo.
You are 1 point away from winning the game.
You are up 2-0. Yeah, if you get the next one right, you'll win, all right?
All right,
here is the question.
You have to pay shipping, by the way, on your prize, just so you know.
Come pick it up.
All right, here is your next question, Adina. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name one basketball team in California besides the Lakers. Yes.
I think
Cliff
just wrote the Lakers.
Down. Adina, if you will.
Yeah, I want an answer quickly. I don't want her searching online. Go.
Yeah, you can't
give me
search.
An answer. Go.
What's the answer?
I know nothing about that.
Oh, wow.
Clippers?
Cliff wrote the Clippers.
Clippers.
That is right.
Yeah. That's a point. Standing up for the potheads all around the world.
Adina, I'm sorry,
really...
but Cliff got that one right.
But it's still
2-1. No, it
whoa,
is.
Hey, no need for the attitude.
No,
you
no.
Have to pay shipping.
Let that's me have
attitude.
My moment.
That's
Let me
not
have
attitude.
My moment,
that's
please.
Not attitude. That's confidence.
Okay. That is. if it, but it's going to make you feel worse, the fact that Cliff has never even touched a basketball or watched a basketball game in his life.
Absolutely true.
Cliff is not sports.
Unless he can figure out how to make a bowl or a bong out of a basketball, he's not interested.
All right, guys.
Also true.
Adina, I'm going to ask you this question really quick, okay, because I don't want you to have time to think, and you can't write it down. Then I'm going to have Cliff write down his answer. I'm going to ask you immediately. What's 88 times 2? 1, 2, 3. What's your answer?
160.
All right, that is wrong.
Sweet. Works for me.
Cliff, what is 88 times 2?
88 times 2.
I asked you the question. You could have fucking wrote it down when I asked it to her.
Go.
I don't know.
176.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. 88 times 2.
All right, the correct answer is 176.
Oh, I was not going to say that anyway.
Okay.
I got the Clippers right, though.
All right, Adina, you didn't get any points. Cliff didn't get any points.
But it's still 2-1.
Let's keep playing the game. Are you smarter than a pothead? Adina, are you smarter than a pothead? You hope so. Well, you are, if you can tell me.
You absolutely are.
You can tell me, what are the three primary colors? Hold your answer. Cliff, write down your answer. There are three colors that are primary colors.
Stop Googling it.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
I hear typing.
Okay. Adina, what is your answer?
He's done?
Yeah.
He's done. Oh, wait, you're not done?
No.
What? Go, pothead.
You don't, I didn't,
just write three.
What are the three?
What was the question?
There are three primary colors. What are the three primary colors?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
All right, Cliff doesn't know.
Write three colors, just please. Just write down three colors. No, hold on.
Hold on, Adina.
Yeah, let her answer.
Okay.
Wait. Like, Cliff's got to get his three down.
Cliff's got to get his answer first. Hold on. Maybe
he could have a lucky guess with this. No. It's not like figuring out who a president is. All
right, Cliff. Okay. Cliff, what do you believe the three primary colors
I would say that.
Say it.
The three colors that came to my head first were blue, orange, and red.
So wrong. Close. No, that's close, though.
Adina, did you say you're an art major?
Undergrad, my second major was art, yes.
Then we're going to have to veto. This question's going to have to be gone. Sorry, Adina, you cannot win the game on this question.
No way. No,
she can get
it. I was trying to let the game go longer.
But see, I learned it in kindergarten.
Yeah, she learned it in kindergarten. So
that's what I'm saying. This is an easy question. Adina, will you please teach Cliff, our resident pothead, and tell him you are smarter than a pothead? What are the three primary colors?
The three primary colors are red, green, and blue.
Whoa, you got it wrong.
Whoa.
She got it wrong.
Is it yellow?
It's red, yellow, and blue.
Yeah, red, yellow.
Oh, you should shoot your kindergarten teacher.
It's still 2-1, and still someone's 2-1. Losing confidence.
Wait, a primary color is a color that can't be made.
Because yellow creates what...
That's right.
Yeah, so yellow and blue create green.
Correct. Wow. So
and orange is created by red and yellow.
Adina, how
does it
feel?
So both of them had one wrong.
Adina, how does it feel that you wasted all this money in graduate school? Hello?
All she has to say is she didn't have to pay for kindergarten.
Next question.
I can't believe you got that wrong.
Wow.
Neither can I.
That's amazing.
Later.
All right, here's the last question because I never thought this game would go this far.
That's right. Morristown education for you.
Right? Yeah, I'll say.
All right, here's the last question. Adina.
Cliff, listen to the question that he asks.
Listen to the question, Cliff. How many strings does a standard electric bass guitar have?
Ooh. All right, Adina.
Adina, I'm going to ask you. How many strings does a standard electric bass guitar have?
You're getting my answer first?
Yeah, that's why I said
What's your answer?
Four.
Cliff, what's your answer?
Four.
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 They're both wrong. It is five.
All right. Well, 2-1.
Another question. Does anyone else have a question?
No, it's not tied. It's still two to, or three.
So she won?
Yeah.
3-2.
All right, Adina, you won. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna need you to send an envelope, postmarked,
for
your prize. I'll
pick it up when I come drink with you guys.
Yeah.
Deal.
Oh, you know her?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right. Well, thanks for playing. They'll give you your valuable collector's piece. That remember, if the band did not exist, this piece would not be available to
I wouldn't have gone to the United Kingdom and paid £2 for a Stonehenge coin.
Congratulations.
You won an official Stonehenge coin.
That has
a little piece of gum attached to it, too, that I think was in my bag.
You won a coin from Stonehenge.
The official metal collection.
Adina, tell
of
us.
Of Stonehenge.
What
oh,
radio
Great Britain.
Show rocks so hard and gives such valuable
prizes?
Please tell
me prizes. You're going to clip to a loud song right after this.
Like,
obviously. Radio.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your troubles sure would help a lot. You wanna go where everybody
This weather update is brought to you by Crash Test Radio.
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fuck you, mother whore.
This has been a Crash Test Radio weather update. Keep listening for more development.
All right, guys. Crash Test Radio. Well, we gave away our first prize.
We did.
Well, actually, we gave a prize to Alicia that one time for giving us that call that we can't talk about.
We
could talk about.
Yeah, Matt, we were so worried back then.
Yeah, where the kid said he was gay and he jerked off to Josh.
Yeah, that was weird. Great. Slightly strange. Then we called him and he was on the air.
Yeah, that was really
weird.
Oh,
God. And then he said her name, so now he's... Oh.
Anyway, guys, this is Crash Test Radio.
It is.
A message, Tom. Crash Test Losers on Instant Messenger.
That's AOL Instant Messenger or AIM.com if you need to download it.
Very, very true.
They're giving out free versions of it, sponsored with the show, so you can just go right on AIM.com today and download it for free. Today only, go download AIM.
This is
AIM.
A special promotion day,
and
AOL.
You
can download Instant Messenger for free, you're telling me.
I'm telling you, Rock, that you can download AOL Instant Messenger tonight only for free because of Crash Test Radio.
Really?
And then you can message us at Crash Test Losers. What's going on over there, Tom? You've been very involved, but no one's saying anything worth saying?
No, I'm just talking to my friends.
Oh, you're just on your
own
personal.
I'm not even on Crash Test Losers. I'm on my own AIM. I've been gone for a while. I'm just catching up with some old friends.
Are you upset that you didn't have a chance to win this this Stonehenge gold coin?
No.
That is a pretty coin.
I bought 4. I don't know why.
Oh, cool. So we have more that we can give away next week.
It's too bad for that caller, though, who just missed out.
So you were telling me something before the show that you did that was pretty fucking stupid.
I said that I actually dropped my cell phone in the toilet the other night.
I know a lot of people have done that, actually.
Aren't you one of them?
No, I've never done that.
I like how
everyone
looks at me when I've stepped to the mic.
What do you have to say, Tom?
Nothing. I just wanted to see what you guys would do when I put my hand on the mic.
Well, so I wanted to hear dumb things that people have done over the past couple of weeks, or if you just have something really stupid in your life that you've done, I want to know about it.
All right, give us a call, 973-229-6647. Tell us the dumbest thing you've either ever done or...
If it's within the past month, I'll be more impressed. But if you have something really dumb that you've done, let's go for it.
It's got to be really,
I think,
really good,
like, give the number again.
973-229-6647. If
why
you
don't you say it a little faster just in case they can catch it?
973-229-6647.
Okay.
And if you don't want to call, you can instant message Tom at Crash Test Losers.
I don't do anything really dumb, but the fact that I would get home from Australia on Monday and then fly to the UK on Thursday.
That's pretty crazy.
You really got home on Tuesday.
It's very trying on my body.
It is.
Yeah, right? And all the time changes and shit. They got that over
there,
you've got
to be a mess right now.
Yeah. I was over there, and I went to sleep at like 4:30 one day in the afternoon.
Here's a caller.
All right.
Hey, asshole. What's the dumbest thing you've done?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm Jessica. Hi. I did something really dumb.
What'd you do? You listen to the show? What'd you do?
So when I was in eighth grade, I decided I wanted to be a vegetarian.
That is
I didn't realize that steak was not meat, or steak wasn't meat. So I ate steak, the first day I was a vegetarian.
So you ate steak the first day you were a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Let's keep those calls coming. The phone number is 973-229-6647. 6647. Have you done something dumber than eating steak when you're a vegetarian? That's kind of funny.
How do you fuck that up? How do you fuck that up? Seriously.
That's kind of funny. Like, I like that. Maybe I'll give her a gold medallion.
I got a few coming through.
Let's hear what you got.
I don't know how dumb you think they are going to be, but I'm just going to say them anyway.
Okay.
You've told people to write. I touched the fire on the candle of my birthday cake.
Wow. Really really letting yourself loose there.
I
AIM
broke
right
my
there.
Wrist, .. doing the moonwalk.
Tell that person to call in. I'm really curious.
Break your wrist doing the moonwalk.
Yeah, and don't be confused, person who said that they touched their birthday candle. We weren't talking about you.
I got
you.
A really long one here. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You got a call.
Wow me.
Okay. I didn't read it yet, so. A couple weeks ago, I went to a show with my friends, and we got inside, and I realized I lost my phone. And I asked the security guard if I could go back outside and see if I dropped it, and he wouldn't let me. So I threw a fit because I needed my phone, and it ended up being in the car. So I walked back, and he asked me, and I couldn't even answer him. I felt like a retard.
Nice.
Killer story. You should have your own radio show.
What else? Anything else good? Maybe this wasn't exactly the best
I did.
Someone else dropped their phone in the toilet on Saturday.
What are the odds? That's pretty. That's pretty cool.
Dropping yourself in the toilet.
Yeah,
it's a horrible feeling.
I drug a porta potty down my friend's dirt road and fucked up everyone's mailbox.
Sounds like a badass dude.
It slung shit all over everyone's yard.
I like that guy. He can hang out with us as long as he showers before he comes here.
That was pretty good.
I kicked. Oh yeah, shit. Oh,
you kicked the shit.
Oh, someone popped up over top of me. I kicked the door in a bathroom stall, only to find my naked female science teacher pissing.
Really?
She swims every morning in the school pool, and she was pissing, so she had to take off her full swimsuit.
No shit.
Interesting.
That's funny. That's a good story. Cool. I would tell everybody.
That's and gross. She's old and fat.
Why didn't she just pee in the pool?
Yeah, know. Right?
That's probably the stupidest thing she ever did.
I touched the stovetop to see if it was hot enough to cook on. I went on to set my bacon on fire. I'm reading it verbatim.
Last try for a call if you want to get in on this.
I do
973.
I do stupid shit every day. 229-6647.
Okay. What is the dumbest thing you've done?
Well, I don't know. Listen to any of the fucking podcasts.
What's something dumb you've done recently? Laura, you want to jump something in on this? Is there something recently? Dumb that he's done recently that you can think of?
Is Hated it? Rocco.
Episode 4.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been good.
All right,
we have another call. Hey, what's going on? What's the dumbest thing you've ever done? Hello?
Called in and didn't say anything.
Hi.
Hey, dude, my friend just shit off a bridge.
Your friend just shit off a bridge?
Yeah.
Was it a bridge under, like, under cars or underwater?
A bridge underwater?
There's a bridge underwater. Wait. Let me rephrase the question. Was it a bridge that was over water or over, like, a highway?
Over, like, water.
Oh, really?
That's so fucking boring,
Are
dude.
You high?
What'd he wipe with?
No, he just, like, fucked up. We were gonna do, like, he's putting shit, so he did it the next day.
What did he wipe with?
He, like, just fucking took a shit.
Yeah, what did he wipe his ass with?
Skidmark Steve.
He fucking didn't. He said that he kept having to piss, so he, like, grabs his, like, balls and his dick all
You're just not getting the question.
No, he's getting good now.
You high? You high, man?
You high?
How old are you?
I'm like fucking 13.
Oh.
Okay,
oh.
Next call.
This is creepy.
Next call.
Yo. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Oh, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? Who's this? This sounds kind of familiar.
Now you sound really old.
I'm not really familiar. What's going on, dude?
Oh, this is fucking Matt.
Oh, it is.
No, it's not.
Mike. I live down in Cali.
It's not Matt.
It's not? Oh, no. What's up, man? What's the stupidest thing you ever did, Matt?
And I ended up pissing in the cup just to make it like a joke, right?
Yeah.
So I put it in the cup and I put the currents in, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the shit combusts and the bitch's hair catches on fire.
Really?
Is that because true? That rules.
Because of your piss?
No, because of the reaction.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Thanks for the call, dude.
The girl started crying and she ended up like,
telling
my girlfriend, and my girlfriend dumped me.
Oh,
oh
shit!
Well, if you send your message to the Crash Test Radio MySpace, we'll put you up in the top 8, and we'll get you a new girlfriend.
Yeah, man. Right. Send us your message. Tell us. I don't know. Now everyone's gonna say their mic.
Well, we'll be able to figure it out.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
One time, I threw a full beer unopened off a bridge, and it hit a car windshield.
And really? One time you...
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Can I bring up the story?
I don't even know what you're saying, but why not?
I said the...
cue ball story.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and one time Tom took a cue ball outside of a bar, wasted, thinking it would be a good idea to throw it as high as he could in the parking lot, and it went through someone's front windshield.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Just fucking run away?
Ran.
I was asleep in the van, and I just heard people screaming and piling in as fast as they could. Say, go, 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 get out of here, go!
Cliff. Whoa. Cliff did something really stupid.
He smoked weed. Kids, don't
tell
do that.
Tell the story about when you climbed that fence.
Oh, and I came down on my... Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, man, this is so fucking...
Finally, Cliff talking. You have a good radio voice, Cliff.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Anyway, so yeah, we were playing like home run derby. My friend hit a home run over the fence, and I hopped the fence to go get it. Fell down in between my legs, fucking
on the fence.
Pierced my sack, and then kind of fell down.
He ripped his fucking scrotum.
My ball sack open, pretty much. Ooh. I had to get stitches on my balls.
That's awkward, huh?
And I had to walk home like that.
How old were you?
I had to walk home.
From the, well, the, you know,
how old were you?
Like 11, 12.
11.
Yeah. Oh. It was nice. It was
fucking sucks. All right.
That's weird.
We got another call. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Hello? Hey, what's up, man?
I have a story.
What's your story?
You sound so enthusiastic about it.
What's your story?
Next call.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, it's Leisha, actually.
Hi, Leisha. How are you?
I have a very stupid story, actually.
Uh-huh.
About 2 weeks ago, my friend and I went to a show down in York, and we went hanging out with the band afterwards. I'm not going to pause them.
Uh-huh.
And we went to this restaurant called Hardee's, which I guess is like less healthy.
Yeah.
And the drummer ordered a Happy Meal, and he got two toys. And I don't know how it happened, but it led to them trying to break the toys. And long story short, we lit one of the toys on fire in the parking lot.
And the other toy ended up in my vag.
What the fuck was she talking about? I didn't listen to a word. I didn't even hear a thing she was saying.
Somebody got ordered a Big Mac, apparently.
Oh, I like that. Nah, I'm sorry, Alicia. You're just going nowhere with that. I really don't know what she was talking about.
She lit something on fire, and then something happened with it, and then you hung up. The story finally got fucking interesting.
Wait, I think I got a story Cliff might appreciate.
Let's hear it.
Smoked out of an apple, and the kid didn't have a real lighter, so they used one of those big grill lighters and singed her eyelashes.
That's pretty stupid.
Can someone call up with a killer story? Last try. We're gonna cut you off though if you suck. So you gotta go right to your good story.
Yeah, you gotta kind of get to the point here.
Yeah, no, beating around the bush. 973-229. Say bush.
That was Adina, by the way, who was smoking out of the apple.
Does it? Did she just say she doesn't smoke?
Oh, a hypocrite.
973-229.
Yeah, I thought she said she never smoked. Oh,
I don't know the rest of the number.
229-6647.
And if you're calling from out of the country, it's country code 1, area code 973, phone number 229
plus
6647. I've done too many fucking stupid.
Yeah, I can't even think of. I'm trying to think
that
of
that fucking scrotum ripping thing though. That yeah, that haunts bad. Me, man. Every time I climb something, I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna rip my
climb
fucking
things. When was the last time you climbed something?
Dude, I climbed the fence. That fence at the train station. You know, if you park one side of the train station, you can't get to the other side because that's big fence. I had to climb it to get to the other side. All right,
it's like a bad joke. It's Leisha. She's pissed. Watch.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hi.
What's up, man?
We took a fucking bucket of cow shit and threw it all over the fucking front of the office. They had to close down.
Stop playing fucking sound effects. You can't hear.
He said he took a bucket of cow shit and threw it over the office door.
What office?
But then I missed the rest because he's playing count. <names. laughs> Sorry, dude. I can't hear you.
Right. Stop playing. I'm muting your sound.
What? Retell your story. You threw a thing of cow shit.
Let him retell the story.
We got a bucket of cow shit. We threw it in front of the office at our school.
Yeah.
And they had to shut the school, the front of the school down the next day because it was unsanitary for all the students.
Yeah,
nice.
That's terrorism, brother.
Where is he from?
Oh, fucking well.
Where are you from, man?
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow, cool.
There's cows in Daytona Beach?
Yeah, where'd you get cow shit?
We live out in the country.
You're claiming Daytona Beach. Y'all live like 30 miles away, motherfucker.
No, the area code's pretty far away, actually. It's nothing I know around here. All right,
so
man.
That's
a pretty cool.
I thought we're asking what the stupidest thing you did. That was awesome.
Yeah,
what's
was pretty
the
awesome.
Dumbest thing
that
you've done?
Wait, did you get in trouble? Did you get caught?
They didn't know who it was.
Well, now you've given up. What's your name?
Clinton.
Oh, don't what's your last name?
Don't say it.
No, don't say it. Thanks for the call, man. But
that. Yeah.
No, we know that.
You
but
rule.
That was a cool thing, man. That wasn't stupid.
All right, we got another call. Thanks for the call.
Someone thinks Cliff's really hot.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Whoa, wait. What?
We'll get back to that. Hey, who is this?
What?
I hate these fucking cell phones. Who is this? What's your name?
This is Yana.
Yana. What's up?
Yana.
It's a horrible name.
What's the stupidest thing you've ever done?
Besides being named?
Well, it's actually something that I heard that someone did, and it's like this lady, she's from Africa. She named her kid a Sholi, but it's spelled Apple.
Wait, what?
It sounded like it beeped out. It was censored. It
censored itself.
It's spelled like Apple.
And what's your name?
Really? Asholi. Oh, that's pretty. I get what she's saying.
Next call. All right,
thanks.
Oh, it's like Shatheed.
What's up? You're on the air.
Shithead.
Hi, first time caller, long time fan.
That's awesome.
Who is that?
We're going to send you a Stonehenge coin. That was funny, man. What's up?
I'm good.
Hey, one time I got really drunk and I lit a cop on fire.
Who is that?
That's funny.
That was awesome.
No, we didn't know that. That was a funny dude. I let him out on a fucking high note, man.
Oh my God.
That was funny, man. That
we should
just
end the show. That was.
Is that again?
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Yeah, one time I was sitting on this girl, and I threw up in her mouth.
Oh! He didn't say sitting, he said hitting on.
I thought he said sitting on the girl.
How'd that go for you, man? Did you score later on?
Nah, man. I don't know what happened.
I have to say it's over after that.
That's funny,
that's not
man.
Stupid. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome too. These aren't really stupid.
These
things.
Are all awesome things. I want to hear something stupid like ripping your ball sack open to get a fucking baseball.
Oh, yeah, man. I love that.
It was the walk home that did it.
Wait, so someone said Cliff was hot, huh?
Yes.
Cliff is
what's
a
his name?
Man.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Beefcake.
Is it really a dude?
Nah, I don't know. It's Tropicana 922.
That's a chick
name.
It
says Cliff sounds hot. Tell him I said he's not. Or he's hot.
Well, you can see Cliff on our at myspace.com.
They keep trying to call in. They want to call in.
Call in. Talk to Cliff. Cliff needs a date for. What are you doing tomorrow, Cliff? You busy?
I got work.
973-229-6647.
Probably smoking more pot.
Ask them what their area code is.
If you want to smoke pot and hang out with Cliff, yeah, get the area code so we know if it's the call.
I got it.
Okay.
Tropicana 922, call in.
Yeah.
Maybe her area code's 922. That would give it away.
Well,
but I'm guessing she was born on September 22nd.
Yeah. Well, you could
I should have asked Cliff what month 9 was first to see what happened.
Oh, Cliff, man. Quick.
She's
what
from
month
Chicago.
Is three?
Her phone is disconnected,
March.
Obviously.
Oh, good.
We're in the month of March.
Good one, man.
Yeah. That's true. All
right. That was kind of an easy one.
What's
hey,
seven?
What's up? You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, my thing's delayed. So I have a dumb story.
Really? Your radio's delayed?
Is that
yeah,
Rachel?
I don't know why.
That might be a computer problem. You might have to go get a new computer.
Rachel?
I'm serious.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, no.
Rachel!
Is this Rachel?
Maybe.
Who's right?
Oh, Tom knows.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Should I hang up?
No.
Oh. So what's up? What's this?
But Cliff's woman's calling in.
Oh, it's never.
So my Tropicana. And I once measured out shots to drink a lot.
Uh-huh. I know this story.
Neda.
Yeah, it's
and
Neda.
We ended up measuring them in double shot glasses by accident. Really
no way.
So you thought you were taking single shots, but you were actually taking double shots.
No way. All right, you're on the air. Not the gun. Oh, what?
Don't
the stupidest thing I've ever done is ask for a single shot and drank a double shot.
Woo!
Don't I'm sorry, but that wasn't.
That's my best friend you're fucking with.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to fuck with her, but
I'm
that was.
I'm gonna kill you.
All right, well.
We're going to give them a song.
Now, hey, it is pretty dumb, though. It's not cool like the other thing.
It's true. It is
not
dumb.
Cool. At least it
it's
files
true.
Under
it fits,
dumb.
It fits the. All right, one more call, then we're going to give them a song.
Right, one more call. I'm sorry. I want to abuse you. What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah.
What's up, man? What's the dumbest thing you ever did?
What's up, man? Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to say this is Tropicana.
So you think Cliff's hot, huh?
Yeah.
Oh man,
Cliff. You know you're newly single. This is only like your third time on the show. You're getting recorded.
Oh yeah, I like that.
What was that?
I smoke them up like they smoke tomorrow.
Smoke them up, right?
All
right.
What if Cliff was in front of you? What would you do with Cliff?
Oh geez, he's gonna take my cocktail fruit.
My cock was on my tail.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, man.
What would you do with Cliff if he was like if Cliff was right in front of you right now? What would you do to him, brother?
I would take my rod and stick it up to his eyeball.
And with that, we're going to go to a That's song. Funny.
We're gonna play a song right now. Let me find something,
Crash,
shall we?
Yeah, Crash Test Losers is the AIM name. We're gonna discuss if we're coming back. So don't just keep messaging Crash Test Losers with come back, because we have to make sure we have something to talk about.
Yeah, check us
we'll
out.
We'll play a song.
Check us out on our new website, crashtestradioshow.com. And here's Ray by Mill and Colin.
Hey, what the hell do you want me to do? It doesn't look like I'm static to you. Well, you might look twice, cause I'm moving. Okay, you see that I can walk, which is good, but still you're trying to make me talk like you would. Your intention's nice, you're improving. For all you know, you're too unfine. But I guess it shows that even jewelry that's fake to shine. Shut your mouth, I'll beg, boy. I'm just myself, not your toy. It's in my nature to be changing. Now is it so hard to say you cannot make me to be someone who never will be changing? So what the hell do you want me to say? Another halting rhyme, another cliche. Well, you might be right at least one time. You take for granted I'm your servant subdued. It doesn't make sense to me, but to you. So here's one last pride, makeshift rhyme. For all you know, I'm just a fool. But I guess that shows you cannot judge the darkness by its truth. So shut your mouth now, big boy. I'm just myself, not your toy. It's in my nature to be changing. Is it so hard to say you cannot make me to be someone who never will be changing? I'm losing you with a big smile on my face. You're nothing new, not hard to replace. I'm losing you, but I'm not losing ground. So pick up who, if you won't be around.
What's up, guys? Crash S Radio. I guess that's it for today.
It's about it.
We've done about an hour and 15 minutes.
13.
An hour and a quarter minutes.
An hour and 13 minutes and 42 seconds.
All right, so here's just a couple of recap things. The podcasts, they're on iTunes. They're about 3 weeks behind. So if you want the podcast from the last couple of weeks and plus today's, I suggest you go on myspace.com/idobe. And leave comments that you want the podcast. Harass Tom, right?
Harass Tom for my Adobe.
I think that's the only way it's going to get done.
Fair enough. And if you want to go on the MySpace, myspace.com/crashtestradio, and we want you to message Cliff from there and welcome him to the program. And I've also become a big nerd, and I've started blogging. I've learned about this blogging
thing. Yeah, I noticed that.
Thing.
You have a lot of blogs.
Yeah, I update my blog pretty much every single day. So
but
if you want to
like
go,
an audio blog. This is like a live blog.
Yeah, no, I will. I won't update tonight. Then.
Are you done?
But it's like become my new thing. I've enjoyed doing it. Just when I see that, because I see the people are like, you can see how many people have actually read it. So you know, if it said like two,
yeah,
I'd be
yeah.
like, maybe I should.
No,
you know,
yeah, of course, people
silly.
Are gonna read it.
But
I read it.
It's fun. It's fun to know that people read it. So if you want, you can go into MySpace through myspace.com/crashtestradio. And read it, and you can subscribe to it too, which makes me feel very warm inside.
Yeah, you can basically see everyone on the show. Cliff's on there, Tom, Jared, everyone, Bobby everyone. From Three. If you could put faces to the voices, I guess.
Nah.
Also, check out our new webpage, CrashTestRadioShow.com.
Thank you, Uncle Will. I still haven't seen it, but I'll go.
Uncle Will will be with us next week. I got a bunch of phony phone calls lined up for Uncle Will to make.
To make? Sweet, yeah. And me and Tom are here for the next few weeks. So
very cool.
We'll be here almost all the way through April.
So that's about it, guys.
Continue the show every Monday night.
We'll be back next Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, as always, on Adobe Radio.
And hey, the game show that Tom, myself, and Rocco are on is coming up pretty soon.
It's about 2.5 weeks away.
And I can't wait for that check to arrive.
It's going to be awesome.
If we won.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Monday.
Crash Test Radio, out. And if you were the kid calling, acting like Tropicana, please message Rocco on his MySpace. He wants to know who you are.